You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Just as surely as the flowers bloom, spring has brought yet another budget crisis to New Jersey. The state has an $800 million gap to fill by June 30th. Its credit rating has been downgraded, and now Governor Christie is delaying a promised payment to the state's teetering pension system. So what's the matter with New Jersey? We're joined now by Tom Byrne, former chairman of the New Jersey Tax and Fiscal Study Commission and vice chairman of the New Jersey Investment Board, which supervises the state's pension fund. Good morning, and welcome to WNYC.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
So, you know, how is it that a state as wealthy and as heavily taxed as New Jersey is running budget shortfalls year after year? What's the problem here?
Well, I think the problem really comes down to spending discipline. I talk about it in terms of the level of services that we offer and the cost per unit of service that is provided in the state. And policymakers are going to have to take a long, hard look at both, and none of the choices are going to be pleasant.
You know, when you give people something, it's very hard to take it away. And public sector unions have bargained for their salaries and their benefits and paid into the pension system over many, many years. It's easy to say public sector salaries and pensions are weighing down the state budget, but they live in New Jersey, too, and it's expensive to live in the state. How can New Jersey break the upward spiral of rising costs?
There's no question that what you said is right. It's an expensive state to live in. And yet, when you look at the total pay packages of certain public employees, certainly not all, some of the pay packages really are well above the state's median income. And for certain public employees, the benefits are a significant portion over and above the salaries. But you're right. These things were all bargained in good faith. But we have a day of reckoning here that's been postponed thanks to a variety of gimmicks, and I think the gimmicks have probably run out.
You know, Democrats say Governor Christie should not cut the pension payments, and they've floated an idea of a millionaire's tax. Would that fix the problem?
What I've said about a millionaire's tax is that it may be fair, but fair, unfortunately, isn't the only issue here, because wealthy people have the greatest flexibility to move out. And I hear from estate planners, tax lawyers, et cetera, that too many of their clients are already moving out of the state, and there are studies that back that up. So it's a short-term fix, but a long-term danger.
The teachers union is saying it's going to sue if the pension payments aren't made. Bond rating agencies say the rising debt's going to cost more down the road, making the budget problems even worse. What do you make of Christie's announcement this week that he'll cut payments into the pension fund by $2.3 billion over the next 13 months?
I'm not justifying it, but the governor almost had no choice, because we've reached a stage where almost all of the other money in the budget has been spent. So the pension is the biggest target out there. I don't think the governor was happy about it, but practically speaking, he probably had no other choice in the short term. And I've talked to certain labor leaders privately. They would rather have a higher degree of security, even if it's a lower level of benefits. And so I think those are going to be very tough discussions, but I do think they're going to take place.
You know, people living in New Jersey, as we mentioned, are the most heavily taxed citizens in the nation, and they also are facing this high cost of living, and they don't want to pay anymore. So how can the state fix the chronic budget problems without burdening residents even more?
You know, what's happened so far is you get studies that outline what the problem is, and then, you know, we're going to solve it by consolidating municipalities, which experts say will maybe save 4% a year, or we're going to have purchasing co-ops and save money on paperclips. That's not going to get us there. And so we have to look at certain public sector salaries and benefits. I remember hearing an assistant commissioner of education say that if New Jersey class sizes were the same as the national average, we'd save $1 billion right there. Certain policemen with seniority have all-in compensation of over $200,000 a year. That's more expensive than most other states and even the big cities around the country. So, again, our hand is going to be forced, and we're going to have those discussions.
Tom Byrne is vice chairman of the New Jersey Investment Board, which supervises the state's pension fund. He's also a former chairman of the New Jersey Tax and Fiscal Study Commission. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Pleasure to be with you.
This is WNYC.